This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel sending delegates to Bahrain Sunday to formalize the relations and broaden Gulf cooperation that Washington has promoted as an anti-Iran bulwark and potential economic bonanza. Bahrain followed the United Arab Emirates in agreeing last month to normalize ties with Israel, stunning Palestinians who had demanded statehood before any such regional rapprochement. The breakthrough, overseen by U.S. President Donald Trump, is a foreign policy flourish ahead of his re-election bid next month. For the U.S. allies, it's a chance to close ranks more overtly on Iran. Sunday's delegation, led by Israeli National Security Advisor Meir Ben-Shabat, will be accompanied by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, whose office said the mission seeks expanded economic cooperation among Israel, Bahrain, and UAE. A decade-long UN arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets expired Sunday as planned under its nuclear deal with world powers. That's despite objections from the United States. While insisting it planned no buying spree, Iran, in theory, can purchase weapons to upgrade military armament dating back to before its 1979 Islamic Revolution and sell its own locally produced gear abroad. In practice, however, Iran's economy remains crippled by broad-reaching U.S. sanctions, and other nations may avoid arms deals with Tehran for fear of American financial retaliation. New Zealand is confirming a new community case of COVID-19 Sunday, 2 weeks after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared that the South Pacific nation had beat the virus again. The announcement came a day after she won her Labour Party landslide. This is VOA News.